Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, we have a big problem, sis. But right now, nephew in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Can I paint your wife naked?
Okay, Steve, so you're just not going to say anything? You're just going to sit there?
No, I'm done.
What do you need to say?
Did you hear the title of the prank?
Can I paint your wife naked?
It's every day. Shirley, this started happening to you around 2003.
Yeah, yeah. 2 years. Well, yeah, 2002, I think. Yeah.
This has been happening to me since 1967.
Oh, when he was born.
Paint your wife naked.
Wife.
I said that. Can I paint your wife naked?
Whoa. That's a color.
What?
White.
What's the color?
White.
He didn't get that Effie in there, Junior.
White.
Can I paint your wife naked? Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I wish to speak with a Mr. please. Hello, sir. My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute. And I wanted to give you a call about, I have a huge showing coming up where I'm going to be displaying my portfolio and all of my drawings within it. But I have one drawing that I'm looking to display that I have not put on canvas yet. And I'm looking to take something of essence to put on canvas. And I wanted to call you about getting permission.
Well, wait, hold on, dog. Just to stop you right now, I don't do that, all right? I'm not a model. That's not my profession. So you would not waste your time no more, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and go.
I don't think you understand that my showing is going to have some very important people there. Okay. I am, like I said before, with the Art Institute.
Okay, and yeah, but like I said, dog, I don't do that. That's not me. I mean, dog, I hate it. You know, what, you just calling folks up? You a solicitor or something? I mean, y'all just randomly picking out folks and trying to get them to model up, man.
Mr. No, I'm not just randomly calling people. I actually have done research in order to get your number. What I'm doing is I'm not calling you as for being a model that I'm going to portray on canvas, but you have something far more greater visually that I would like to behold on canvas. Now, you're married to your wife is. Am I correct?
Whoa, dog. No, for real, who is this? Seriously. How'd you get my number? How'd you get my number? Because you're talking about my wife and stuff? You know my wife?
My name is Sebastian. I am with the Art Institute. What I'm trying to do is capture and immortalize the beauty of essence on canvas.
Okay, yo, for real, though? You don't talk about my wife, all right?
I'm not calling in a negative manner towards your wife. I want to mortalize her and capture her on canvas, beauty that she beholds. I've seen your wife several times. You guys reside.
Whoa! You see my wife? Where you see my wife at? Why are you watching my wife?
I've seen her. She shops on 125th Street in Harlem. I've seen her so many times there. And she holds all the beauty that an artist would like to put on canvas. Like I said before, I have a huge showing in May. You're welcome to come out as well.
Yeah,
there's going to be so many important people there. But I want to call and get permission from you about painting your wife.
No, you ain't got that permission, Playboy. You just can't go around following my wife and trying to immortalize her, whatever you just said, all right? So, no.
I would like to let you know, I have taken the liberty myself. I have painted your wife's head.
What? Yo, you have lost your damn mind. You can't be just walking around here painting folks' head. You got to get permission for that. What's wrong with you? You are crazy.
You don't understand. Your wife holds the essence that every artist wants to.
I don't care what she holds. You can't be going around painting folks' heads. What's wrong with you?
Sir, that's the reason why I'm calling, trying to get permission from you. I, Sebastian, want to put your wife on canvas because she holds the essence that every artist wants to behold. She immortalized the beauty of canvas.
Whoa. Hold up, dog. You telling me you walking around my Harlem painting my wife's head? What kind of is that? What are you doing, dude?
Sir, I'm only trying to complete my portfolio.
Your portfolio. Here, listen to this. If I see my wife's head anywhere, I don't care, newspaper, magazine, I don't care where, billboard, wherever, yo, I'm going to find your and I'm going to whoop your. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm going to sue the to you. You understand that?
Sir, I don't want to have a duel with you, sir.
A duel? What the is a duel? What the say duel? In fact, what name is Sebastian? What kind of name is that, Sebastian?
Sir, all I want to do is paint your wife in her rawest and purest form. That's
what
all
the does raw and purest form mean? What the do you want? Seriously.
I want to paint your wife. I want to paint her in the nude.
Are you out your mind? No. That's what you should do. Tell me where you at. You want to paint something? I'll give you something to paint. Tell me where you at. 125th. Meet me 125th. That's what's up. I want to whoop your ass. Meet me. Paint me. Paint me. You out your mind talking about you want to paint my wife in the nude. I'm going to take them brushes and stick them up your
Mr. She holds the essence that every person should be.
I don't give a what she holds. I don't give a be out your mind for asking me some like that.
Sir, I must ask you, do you think that you are the only person that has seen your wife in the nude? Surely there's been men before you that have seen her in the nude.
That. Who the are you? Hey, my wife ain't no mother. You call my wife a is that what you saying? Are you calling my wife a you?
I want to paint your wife in the beauty that she in on canvas,
what
sir.
The did you not understand? I just said you. No. I told you, meet me on the corner of 125th and Clayton Powell.
I got one more thing I'd like to say to you.
What? Say it.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, man. Oh, I was moving furniture in here, dude. Tommy, you got me, dog. Oh, man, y'all got me.
It was Sebastian, sir.
Dude. Where the you get Sebastian from? I was about to whoop your and Sebastian's. I was to paint brushes and all. We was about to paint Autumn with your.
Hey, he told me, man. He said he loved his wife to
every
part. I said, all right, cool. Let me say this right now. loves you. Let me get one more thing from you, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Yeah, man. It's Steve Harvey in the Morning Show, man.
Oh, you ain't never painted nobody white before.
Boy, don't even talk to me about nobody white.
I can talk to you. You my uncle. Have you ever painted anybody's wife before?
See, my biggest fear is that I'm going to end up in jail trying to protect your ass. That's my biggest fear.
Wow.
That's my biggest fear.
Can I ask you something, man? Why y'all don't like me?
Oh, Jesus. We don't really.
Did it just get real?
Why you don't like this?
Why today? Do you not like
me? We ain't got
me.
Time for this today, and Lord, not in front of this nation.
You like all your other nieces and nephews.
Every
but
last
you do
one
not
of them.
Like me.
He said, we ain't got time
Tommy,
for this
he
today.
Loves you, though.
And not in front of this nation.
Father God.
All right. All right, listen. We got to get out of here and get into the strawberry letter subject. Oh, my goodness. We have a big problem, sis. We'll get into it right after this.